And good morning. It is a Monday. It's an open phone day today. We're talking about anything and everything. Could be local, could be national, could be statewide. I did get a kick. Colin, I think it was you said, was it your grandfather, I think, that asked, who listens occasionally, asked why the other guy was calling the governor, Governor Trumpet?
I had somebody ask me that, and it was over Christmas break.
No, we were referring to just it was a casual remark. It was, and I think I said it once, maybe twice. Trump at,
in other once words, or twice,
or Trump light, or whatever.
Once or twice a day.
Anyway, regardless of that, it is. We are in, you know, we're tired of COVID.
I don't think tired is a strong enough word.
Exhausted?
Sick?
Well.
Fed up?
I don't want to say sick because a lot of people are sick.
Fed up?
We just want it over.
Sick and tired?
We have gone on way too long. Now, if you want to talk about people who are sick and tired, think about the people working at the hospital.
Oh, 100%.
It's got to be, it's just got to be awful.
It's got to be horrible.
I mean, and, you know, we are looking at, in general, this Omicron variant, milder symptoms, more like, especially for those who are fully vaccinated and boosted, for those people, for the most part, it's basically... It can be asymptomatic or very much more like just a common cold. And that's really what... And they think some of the experts, whoever they may simply be, but at least many of the experts... Dr. Ken Kronhaus says he thinks that this is the end. He thinks that this variant will be potentially the end, if not another milder variant to come, or even milder variant to come up down the road. And kick this one out. But, you know, the fact is what have we been hearing for the last 2 years? It was always, you know, we were told, didn't it seem like we were normal last summer?
It really did, didn't it?
It felt like we were back to normal.
Yeah, 100%.
And everything was, we had a wedding. My daughter got married last June, and it was as normal as it can be. And then all of a sudden, then Delta came around, and then Omicron came around. I don't want another Greek letter. Get rid of them.
No more Greek letters.
No more Greek letters. Anyway, 913 at KBUR. We're taking phone calls today if you've got a question about something. I think one of the things I listened to President Biden's news conference. Now, it's only the second news or press conference that he's given in the year. But he was fielding questions. Now, some of the answers were a lot of them were pretty decent. But the whole concept of the Ukraine, and I think he said something about if it's just a minor incursion, we may think of it different. I don't know what is a minor incursion. That's what I don't know. I mean, it's like it left the ball or the door open to like anything.
It does seem like a bit of a vague term, doesn't it?
What is concerning to me is that we have, and I know that the extraordinary conservative commentators, we had Joe Pags, I was listening to his show Saturday, and he was talking about it, and a lot of them are saying he's got dementia or some form of dementia. But, see, that's an opinion.
I think he's just old.
Okay. I think there's more to it than that because he's about the same age as Donald Trump and about the same age as a lot of people who are very, you know. Is it just the fact he's getting bad advice or he's just not getting – I'm not sure what the deal is.
I think it's a multitude of factors.
What do you think? What do you really think is going on?
I think it's a combination of his age and the people around him and just the general stress of being president. I don't think someone at his stage in life is capable of holding office effectively.
Is he getting, and is it, or is it he, and his advisors don't seem to be able to.
I think the people around him is one of the major factors here.
Well, and I think so too. I think his Secretary of State. I've never heard of the Secretary of State till his Secretary of State showed up, and this Secretary of State controlled
Afghanistan should have gotten him fired. It should have gotten him fired.
Well, it should have gotten a whole bunch of people fired. And actually, the disaster in Afghanistan, and it really was a disaster. I mean, it was...
No matter what side of the aisle you fall on, that was a complete bungle.
It was a bungle. It was a true bungle. And see, that's a problem that we have right now in this whole two-party system that we have, is that we've got... You got on one side, you got the former president, who is still filing, you know, he's still hanging on to stopping the steal.
Still banging the same old drum.
Still saying Dominion did this some kind of crazy...
Well, yeah, there's a reason he's doing that. People are listening.
And I know. And, you know, the thing that right now, and there doesn't seem to be anybody, there's no one to challenge him in the Republican Party that I can see. Not a one.
No, because they don't think anybody can.
And so every gaffe made by Biden just sort of puts another nail in that coffin.
It's another bullet in the clip.
But it seems a little bit, yeah. And then COVID keeps
going.
Well,
COVID was a situation, I think it's unfair to pin that on Biden solely,
because
that's a situation he inherited.
Well, of course, but it was... The fact that everything seemed like the vaccination seemed like it was going to be the be all and end all,
and it was going fine.
And the problem is that you have a large number of people who are
refusing it.
They're refusing. They simply say no, and a lot of those people have died, unfortunately,
or gotten very, very ill,
I guess. And we also have Pat Cohen was with me on Wednesday, this past week, last Wednesday. 107 staff members out. Now, that wasn't because of necessarily COVID, but out sick. Because it's cold and flu season, too. I mean, the regular cold and the regular flu. Now, if you have a cold and you have flu and you know, and these tests, the other thing that's scary is these quick tests.
Mm-hmm.
Well... They may
lack of availability.
Well, lack of availability, but the other problem that you run into is the absolute
accuracy
of
that
those tests.
That is a main concern. Well, honestly, that's the big thing. Do you want a test that is quicker to get a result but is less accurate, or do you want a test that takes longer but will make you absolutely sure?
And I don't know. I think what we need is a test that's accurate and quick, but we're not seeming to find
it. That seems like a bit of a pipe dream, not going to lie, because when things are inexpensive, you tend to, in certain cases, cheap out on quality.
Well, I think everybody, and in fact, if you're listening right now, I'm going to guess everybody, I know we had Jack's called in a few times. We've had a lot of people that have called in have had COVID. Jack said he wasn't going to get a vaccine because he had all those vaccines when he was in the Army, and that he said he's got to be covered some way, somewhere, somehow he's got to have it.
It's your choice, man.
But he got sick for a long time too, so
yeah.
It's
100%. It's your choice.
And this Omicron variant is very. Very contagious. That's the big deal with this thing.
In most cases, if you are vaccinated and boosted, it's shown that it is not as dangerous as the other variants.
And even if you haven't been vaccinated, it may, depending upon your health, overall immune system, it may not be very very strong either. But I know that I had a story out today. It was a couple. They were both 70. They said they wouldn't get they have not been vaccinated, and the reason they won't get vaccinated because people who have been vaccinated are still getting it. So, but they didn't say,
but they're not dying from it.
Well, that's it. Yeah, but I guess the fact is you can be good or you can be lucky. Better to always be lucky, right?
I think it's the best to be both.
Okay, best to be both. But anyway. But I see Des Moines County Public Health is doing vaccine clinics.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a Monday-Wednesday clinic for everybody and boosters. They're also doing, then they're doing on Thursday, a 5 to 11-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how many people have vaccinated their children or not. Not very many.
I think it'd be more than you think, but less than you'd hope.
Yeah, I think it's a fairly small number, a very small percent.
I would go as far as to call it a minuscule number.
No, okay, you'd say a minuscule number, okay.
In terms of what they hoped for.
Yeah. So we've got...
Well, you're going to get this anytime. Like,
well, what I'm getting at here is if you doubt the credibility of the White House, if you doubt the credibility of the information you're getting from the White House
and
government, if you doubt that credibility, then you're going to doubt the credibility on a lot of other sides, too. Isn't that right?
My friend, you have just hit the ball out of the park. That is the exact reason is why people refuse the vaccines, why they're against mandate. They don't trust the government.
Exactly. And that seems to be the case. And... the other thing is...
I mean, do you trust the government fully?
No, I do not.
But you're vaccinated, correct?
Yes, I'm double vaxxed and boosted. And if I need another booster, I'll get another booster. But I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'd rather just be here doing what I do and not have to be trying to deal with something. Well, one, deal with it from home if I had to, but... could we do it? Yes. Would we like to do it? No. But we would do it. And the one thing that really is, I think, different about this more than anything else is that there's this mandatory, 5-day quarantine that you have right now if you do test positive.
Which has been shortened from...
Well, from the 10-day. But the schools are in the schools still have a 10-day. Did you know that? Pat Cohen came down with COVID, and he said he was back at work, but he was pretty much isolated. But he said after 5 days, but he couldn't do anything, couldn't meet anybody for another 5. So it's like
you understand that because schools wouldn't probably be an area you don't want a disease spreading.
No, I'm sure that you do have. But the thing is. Everything is all like in a kaleidoscope, or basically it's all been jumbled up together. It's like trust in government. I mean, it's all based on the fact you got anti-vax totally. You've got people that have no trust in the government, and you've got somebody that's throwing the stones, continuing to throw the stones at anything that's being done. This whole the one thing that comes down to it is Newt Gingrich said to Liz Cheney that hey. This member of this January 6th committee that's coming out, I was reading a story just now that he said when the Republicans control the House and the Senate, which seems like a pretty big possibility, doesn't it?
Yep.
Okay, so when that happens, he said all the members of that committee may be put in jail.
Why?
Well,
because they're investigating any sort of criminal goings on in terms of a literal angry mob storming a government building.
Because everything is upside down. Nothing makes sense. Gingrich advising Republican leadership predicted an appearance on Fox News yesterday. The GOP will regain control of Congress after this year's midterm elections and will avenge what leading Republicans have said is a partisan investigation. Led by Cheney and Democrats. You're going to have a Republican majority. All of these people who have been so tough and so mean and so nasty are going to be delivered subpoenas.
Hold on, isn't Liz Cheney a Republican?
Yes. Gingrich added lawmakers heading up the commission are just running over the law.
Have they had anyone arrested?
And I think when you have a Republican Congress, this is him quoting now, this is all going to come crashing down, and the wolves are going to find out they are now sheep, and they're the ones who are going to face a real risk of, I think, jail for the kind of laws they're breaking.
Yes, how dare they investigate people breaking a federal law?
It's getting scarier. It really is getting scarier. I don't know. I mean, I guess the question is, the fact is, Trump, former President Trump, is... the leading guy to be the next president if the Republicans take the White House, and it would seem that anything would be a possibility right now.
Yeah, because nobody's ever seeked out public office to meet their own ends and take control?
You know what? I don't have an idea. I'm interested in any, but the thing is,
you're telling me that if the election went this whole thing was completely flipped along party lines, it wouldn't play out the exact same way.
Because it would. I'm saying that.
Colin, are you saying all politicians are lying hypocrites?
Well, let me say this. This one thing I disagree with. This is the Arizona Democrats censuring Kristen Sinema about not going along with this battle against the filibuster. And, you know, when I saw this come out here, be careful for what you wish for, because if you would have gotten that filibuster rule change, then all of a sudden it's Katie bar the door when you're not in power. So, And if you're not going to be in power, then all of a sudden then you're at the other end of the trough. And you're getting run over.
Yeah.
And that's really, I think the filibusters, at least keep the rules the same for right now. I mean, let's face it, Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, they are in essence, we had the term rhino Republicans in name only. I think that I've heard them referred to as, and I'm not talking about the dinosaur either, dinos, which is, of course,
I think for some of them, that's absolutely appropriate.
Democrats in name only. Yeah. And everything, talk about the world, it's a mixed up mess is what we have. We've got government is all over the place. I think the biggest problem we're facing right now is inflation. Inflation is going higher. We've got people that are, how'd you like to be, retail stores? They're finding they can't find employees.
Yeah.
Servers, restaurants, those kinds of things. You can't find employees.
Just the service industry in general.
The service industry in general is upside down, and it really is
troubling. Yeah, one, because of supply chain issues, and two, the big one, inflation.
And inflation is also causing...
We can't gloss over inflation. It's just the cost of living has steadily just gone
up.
Well,
what we have is also... What we also have is this damnable chip shortage that is keeping cars... from being sold.
I fail to see how that would fix inflation.
Well, it's not going to fix inflation, but what it's doing is what happened is all the rental car companies, nobody was renting a car, then they sold all their fleet. Now they had to get their fleet back to be able to do that. To get their fleet back, it just means that the cars that you might be renting for $30 or $35 a day are more like $350 a day.
What I'm getting at here is the bottom line is...
I mean, that's what I'm saying is there's a direct cost relationship with what has happened and what is going on. And
that's what I'm saying. These are all clearly fixable problems, but because...
In the long term, they're all fixable,
term,
yes.
Yes, because in general, you ask people what is their main concern right now? It's the cost of living, because everything is so much more expensive, and it's getting more and more expensive.
And a lot of things are unavailable.
Yeah. And which in our world of convenience is a major thing.
Yes. Anyway, all right. Well, what's the biggest issues that you have on your mind? I guess that's the question I have. And how concerned are you about it? Yeah, I mean, what's the biggest fear you have right now? Is it COVID? Is it vaccinations? We've also got the healthcare system upside down too, because a lot of people are very much afraid to go. You want to go to the hospital where all those COVID people are? No. And if you do have, try to be in the hospital right now and have an attending nurse for every bed.
Mm-hmm.
You're not finding it. You're finding traveling nurses that are basically triage. Anyway, 319-754-1490. What's some good news? Good news is we have a budget surplus in the state of Iowa, right?
That's very nice.
We have, looks like we're going to see an increase in allowable growth for schools. There's from the governor herself.
Also nice.
Right. We're going to see some, there'll be some good news that's coming out here. We're doing pretty well. We've seen, looks like we're not going to see any, major increases in our taxes or whatever. That's the property taxes.
Wasn't
that's
there
a, very
a proposal
good.
For a flat rate decrease of taxes?
We've got plans right now. We had Chad. Well, there was Chad Bird was with us saying, hey, look, we've also got a situation right now where we're doing things that were left on the table that had Cascade Bridge I brought up, but just mainly because of imagery. And I know that we've talked about this. People that live here know, yes, can you get to Crapo Park? Yes. Is it really a big problem?
No.
But if you're from out of town visiting if you're from out of town and you come to visit and you say, oh, Crapo Park is right up the street, and you go there and you see a chain link fence, that's an image that does it's in bad imagery. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. But the fact is, it's now on the plan to get replaced. And we've got money. The money's going to be there. So, mm-hmm. 932 KBUR. We're going to take a break.
He's the one that leads your team. And when it comes down to that final play, he's the one your team looks to make it happen. Only one show can give you access to everything Coach has to say. And you can hear it right here on Hawk Talk with Fran McCaffrey on the Hawkeye Sports Network. Hawk Talk with Fran McCaffrey this Monday night at 7 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
If you've ever ordered food for work, you understand. It's different. There's just so much more at stake. Whether it's a meeting, a client call, or lunch with the office that has to arrive at the actual lunchtime, food for work has to work. That's why there's Easy Cater. Food that's on time and as ordered from over 82,000 restaurants. And if there's a problem, rare, you can reach someone in seconds.
Thank you for calling Easy Cater.
Some food just doesn't work at work, but Easy Cater just does. Order 24/7 at easycater.com.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Finally, you can relax. The holidays are over. You can sit back and giggle at the thought of everyone tearing into gifts with paper flying all over. And now that the family is happy, it's time to treat yourself. Grab your gift cards and cash from this holiday and splurge on a me day in Des Moines County. You can take in a movie, dine on a delicious meal from a local restaurant, enjoy some spa time, or even retail therapy. Maybe you just want to give your ride a tune-up, or buy tickets to an upcoming show. Or maybe you just want to spruce up your home. However you do it, there's no wrong way to support local businesses. As a bonus, when you spend money in Des Moines County, you not only help create jobs for your friends and neighbors, you help promote community development. It's time to treat yourself and support the members of the Chamber of Commerce. Just look for the Little Chamber Member sticker on the door. Brought to you by the Chamber of Commerce, a division of the Greater Burlington Partnership, making connections, building community.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty. The West Burlington City Hall and Police Department lobbies will be limiting access starting Monday. According to a news release, these restrictions are being enacted due to an increase in cases of COVID-19 and possible exposures to city staff. Citizens are strongly encouraged to utilize phone or email if they need to contact City Hall or the Police Department during regular business hours. The city's website can also provide answers to routine questions and is a resource for many application forms. A former Southeastern Iowa high school teacher has been charged with sexual exploitation by a school employee after police say he sexually abused an underage girl who was a student at the school. The Washington County Sheriff's Office says 41-year-old Justin David Rapier was arrested and charged Thursday. Investigators say Rapier was a teacher at Highland High School in Riverside when the Sheriff's Office received a report in December of a possible sexual abuse case involving a child. Officials say an investigation uncovered that Rapier was involved in a sexual relationship with the teen. If convicted, Rapier faces up to 5 years in prison. Attorneys for an Iowa family said in a lawsuit they believe the way the Dubuque School District responded to bullying contributed to a girl being sexually assaulted at school in 2019. The lawsuit says the district refused to allow the girl to transfer to another high school after she was routinely bullied by a male student. The Dubuque Telegraph Herald reports the family says the district also failed to prevent contact between the two students, even though the bullying continued. Police investigated after the assault was reported, but no charges were filed. The district's attorneys deny that the school system did anything wrong. Illinois Secretary of State's offices, including driver services facilities, will resume in-person services in the coming days. In a news release, Secretary of State Jesse White says offices that have been closed since January 3rd because of a surge in COVID-19 cases across Illinois are opening their doors again. Those offices that operate on a Monday to Friday schedule will reopen Monday, and the offices that are on a Tuesday to Saturday schedule will resume in-person services Tuesday. From the KBOR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Americans are advised to leave Ukraine with a Russian military invasion possible.
The U.S. Embassy saying there will be no time for an air evacuation of U.S. citizens here in Ukraine once there could be a Russian invasion. They are ordering family members of embassy personnel to leave. President Biden is considering a number of options, including sending 3,000 to 5,000 U.S. military personnel to Eastern Europe. NATO is already sending warships and aircraft to the region.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. Seven school boards in Virginia are suing over Governor Glenn Youngkin's order banning school mask mandates. Johns Hopkins University reports another 14,000 U.S. coronavirus deaths over the last 7 days. Top White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC's This Week infections from the Omicron variant could peak by mid-February.
Things are looking good. We don't want to get overconfident, but they all look like they're going in the right direction right now.
America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Multi-cloudy skies, a high to 34 degrees. Could see a little bit of light snow or flurries. North winds gusting to 25 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight, low down to 2 above. Windchill values down to 10 below. And those north winds continuing to gust 25. Sunny and cold Tuesday, a high of 9. Windchill values down to 15 below. Northwest winds gusting to 20. Mostly clear Tuesday night, a low down to 6 below. Windchill values down to 20 below. Sunny, not as cold on Wednesday with a high to 17. We've got cloudy skies right now, 30 degrees.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Stocks are coming off their worst week since the start of the pandemic on Wall Street, and the stock sell-off continues this morning. The Fed will meet tomorrow and Wednesday. By Wednesday afternoon, investors are bracing for word of an increase in interest rates, which could happen very soon. The tech-heavy NASDAQ is solidly in correction territory today, down 15% from its recent record high. And it's a big week for earnings reports. Some investors are hoping good numbers will pull stocks higher. Results coming this week from Apple, Johnson & Johnson, GE, AT&T, Microsoft, IBM, Visa, Tesla, McDonald's, and Boeing. Cryptocurrencies plunged even more over the weekend. $130 billion wiped off crypto markets in 24 hours. Bitcoin is hovering around $33,000 today. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, it's Steve Mann. Have you heard the commercials for the Mark Patrick Stop Smoking Seminars? And they said only $49.99 and it could work for you. So I thought, that's not even a week's worth of smoking. So I went. And guess what? It did work for me. You know, my friends and family are still amazed. I quit smoking. I didn't have cravings, anxiety, or weight gain. Listen, I don't know how it works, but I know it works because I'm living proof, and it's 100% guaranteed. So what do you got to lose? I'll tell you what you got to lose. A very bad habit.
Join Mark Patrick Seminars and stop smoking now without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back. Only $49.99 guaranteed. Hypnosis designed to work without anxiety, irritability, or weight gain for only $49.99. Become a non-smoker. That's right. Seminar Friday, February 18th at the Howard Johnson in Burlington from 8 to 10 p.m. Registration starts at 7:30. Weight loss seminar starts at 5:30 and stops smoking at 8 p.m.
When there's a change in the weather.
It's horrible out here.
And you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain
on air and online.
I always know it can be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and online at KBUR.com.
And welcome back on the talk show today. It's an open phone day. just looking at the past weekend in NFL history. There's never been four games where you've had all four games, all four playoff games, decided on the final play of the game.
It was a good weekend for football.
You've never had a season where the two number one teams were knocked off together, both on the same day.
I know, great, isn't it?
It was bizarre.
Especially on the NFC side, it's great.
Well, it was,
for both of us, the number one seed in the NFC getting knocked off was pretty enjoyable, wasn't it?
Well, I'll say this.
As fans of division rivals.
The leading receiver for the 49ers was, of course, George Kittle. And, of course, from Iowa.
I did not expect that to happen based on the Dallas game. I thought it was going to be Debo Samuel again.
No, it was Kittle. Because you needed a tight end. That's the only way. That's how he was able to move the ball up the field. He needed a tight end. And let's put it this way. Kittle's a pretty big guy.
He is literally the Hulk.
Because in a snowy, crappy day with a frozen field, it's harder for
a leading receiver was an Iowa player who's from Wisconsin.
Well, I know, but it also means that it's harder for a wide receiver to do the moves that a wide receiver typically has to do.
Yeah, especially against Green Bay secondary, which has been really good on deep ball defense.
Anyway, we don't have to talk about it. The fact is, it was an amazing sports weekend.
And I'm happy to see some certain teams finally make it to an AFC. I think Cincinnati has had their best season in so many years.
Well,
and
I think they're going to be back around. I think they're going to hang in there because Burrow seems to be the real deal.
Yes, and Ja'Marr Chase is a great receiver. The problem, last game in the game against who did they play before they played Tennessee? Las Vegas. He was sacked 9 times. They need O-line help desperately.
Anyway, we're talking about anything and everything. I think the fact that we were talking about the fact is the overtime rules or any of the other things that go in there, should they be modified? They have a lot of, I think one of the things that they have is that I have not seen any of this celebration or what is it? Taunting, yes. I haven't seen any calls on that.
I have.
Not in the last.
And they can steal games.
You know, it's interesting about the Chiefs and Bills game.
What?
They both had no interceptions, and both quarterbacks were the leading rushers.
Interesting. Well, Josh Allen basically is Buffalo's offense.
And they passed for 700 yards.
Yeah, they're really good. People are calling them it's going to be the next rivalry on the same lines of Brady and Manning.
Okay.
And I see a lot of that in that, actually.
Or Unitas and Bart Starr. But that's another era for you.
Or,
anyway. Or Elway and who was Elway's, foil? Who did Elway? I don't know who was around at Elway.
Favre.
Brett Favre. Okay. There we go.
Or Steve Young and Troy Aikman.
Anyway, That was the week, the weekend that was. We are, as I said, I guess if I had to, now back to the reality of the rest of the world I'm uncomfortable with this mixed bag of information coming out of Ukraine. Are you?
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, it seems like we've got all of these opinions. It's like, I'm not sure where we stand with NATO. Are we trying to make Ukraine part of NATO? Are we trying, and Biden's saying you're going to send 5,000 troops there to do what?
Assist,
okay.
What that means, who knows?
Maybe. I don't think he's committed to doing. See, that's a problem, is we don't know, you know, we don't know what sort of other sanctions are there that are possible. I mean, that's the other thing. I don't know. We do have the embassy saying they're now evacuating. The embassy is going to stay open, but all family members of embassies and any non-essential personnel are being evacuated.
Well, you have to think that's a precautionary measure.
I understand that. What's interesting is the quickest direct route into the Ukraine from Russia? It's through Chernobyl.
Huh.
Yeah, that's where it is. Yeah. And that entire dead zone is the place that...
And dead zone is the perfect word for it.
That's what it is, anyway. All right, well, we're talking about anything and everything.
You know, just the site of the worst nuclear meltdown in human history.
Let's talk. Can we come up with some good? Let's get some good news. Okay, I mentioned the good news. Cascade Bridge is going to be fixed. It's going to be repaired. It's going to be on time. Streets and bridges and things like that are going to be repaired. We will get money from the government. We will get more money to do that.
The Tiger Project is proceeding.
The Tiger Project is going to be in there. We're going to have the bike races are going to be back again this year, and we're basically at the starting point and the ending point right here. Means I don't have to go very far. It just means that parking is going to be a little bit hard.
Mm-hmm. Get here early.
Yeah, and but that's...
Which for guys like you and me who get up this early, it's probably not going to be that hard.
But the other thing is that RagBride, did 40 years of RagBride every day. Last year I did the last 3 days. We were just talking about that. I'm not sure what the situation is going to be. As we come into this, and they have the route announce gathering coming this Saturday, and I still don't know how.
Well, you think that any announcements they're going to label as tentative?
Well, I don't think they'll say tentative on that because I think they can be pretty safe. It's pretty safe that they can be. If they were able to be safe and say and get it through last year, I think that there's no doubt that it will go on. Now the question is, that's especially if you are willing to camp.
Mm-hmm.
If I was,
and are you?
No, I'm not willing to camp.
Exactly.
And if you are willing to camp, well, then it's no big deal because, well, it is. But at least that's your business, I guess the question is. It's just that it's hard to wrap your head around the fact asking to stay at somebody's house. I don't know yet where we're going to be at that situation. But anyway, the COVID, it just shows that COVID has turned things. I know what I was going to get at. I was talking about rental cars.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to go to Arizona and see a Cubs game and then rent a car, drive down to Palm Springs, see my daughter, and drive back. We found out it is cheaper to fly there and back than it is to rent a car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that, well, I know. Never mind. It's just one thing. I did want to say we've got the new airline that we have in town, Cape Air, now is under the American. They're connected and linked to American Airlines, and you can use the American Airlines website to book travel from Burlington to anywhere in the world or from anywhere in the country or whatever. Anywhere American flies, and on Cape Air, and the planes are slightly different than what they have, and their schedule in the Burlington area is a better schedule in terms of convenience. But that's I guess what they were planning on doing anyway. But the fact is, you can one basic ticket will get you anywhere you need to go. and you can have that based on out of American as opposed to and also your luggage will be transferred for you as well, which is what modern airlines do.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's 9:50 at KBUR. We'd like to hear from you today if you've got something on your mind, something bothering you. I guess the question is, what if you had to say what is the thing that's bothering you the most? Government? Is it the vaccination process, or is it the anti-vax, or is it the fact is we've got government trying to tell you what to do, or the mixed messages you're getting from government,
or is it all of the above?
What's the biggest thing that you've been facing over the last 2 years? That has been the biggest issue in your life. All of that is on the way.
It's a high school girl-boy basketball doubleheader this Tuesday night on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. Join Scott Mason as West Burlington hosts New London. Brought to you by Rangschmidt's Flooring America, Bob Dodd's Insurance, the Danville State Savings Bank, Pizza Ranch, Courtesy Door, Ritter's Garden Center, Standard of Beaverdale, and the Pilot Grove Savings Bank. Doubleheader High School Basketball, Tuesday night at 5:45 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
Who says planning a wedding has to be stressful? Sunday, January 30th, the Pritchard Broadcasting Bridal and Event Expo brings nearlyweds and the top event professionals in the area together under one roof for one exciting day of wedding and event planning from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Find the perfect photographer to capture every moment of your special day. Choose the caterer your guests will rave about. Say yes to the perfect dress and a tux to match. Pick your colors and the decor for your choice of venues. Discover the latest wedding trends and find everything you need to plan your next special event. Catering, bridal gowns, tuxedos and suits, floral, DJs, event rentals, photography, venues, jewelry, tanning, hair, and nails. Featuring vendors at the top of their field, including Maze Formal, Good Vibes Entertainment, Sinful Smokers Barbecue, Doug Ewing Photo, and more. Don't miss the Bridal and Event Expo, Sunday, January 30th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Catfish Bend Convention and Event Center. And be sure to go online to KBUR.com or go through the link on our Facebook page, pre-register for the event, and receive offers and updates from participating vendors.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Do you have joint pain? You may feel it all the time or only when doing certain activities. Related symptoms are tingling or numbness in fingers or toes, or redness or swelling in a joint. When you're ready to do something about your pain, Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center is ready to help. You often can get an evaluation within 24 hours. Make an appointment today to live with less pain. Call Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in Fort Madison or West Burlington.
Welcome back on the talk show today. It is 9:54. We talk about anything and everything on this show. We've touched on sports in the NFL playoffs. We talked about the government mandates. Obviously, people are tired of government and they're tired of mandates. And they're tired of COVID, really tired of COVID. And I think we might get Krista Pogemiller on to talk about the situation in Des Moines County. As far as I know, Colin, I don't think we've changed more than a percent or two in the last 2 or 3 months.
Sounds about right.
And that Well, and I guess the fact is what it means is that we've reached the end of the line. Nobody wants if nobody's willing to get vaccinated, you know, you can lead a you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of the case it seems to be.
It seems to be that way because it's been so
long.
But
it's like that so many places right now.
Well, yeah, it's been so long that everybody who wanted to get the vaccine has gotten it at this point.
Yeah, and I don't see.
And it seems like the people who don't want it, you're really not going to change their minds.
Because it's considered government overreach. It's like, okay, I'm not going to not overreach. Okay, let's put it this way.
No.
The government's telling me I should, but I don't want to, but I don't believe them, so I'm not going to do
it. I don't think governmental skepticism is the sole cause of anti-vax mentality, but it could be one of them, one of many.
Well, and it's also, you know, I think the whole concept of who's right, who's wrong, and how do you define January 6th in the first place? Nobody has been arrested for insurrection.
No, but they've been arrested for a lot of other crimes.
They've been arrested for a lot of other crimes. That's right. And I think that, I think the fact is you tend to have a lot of Republican bases that tend to say it was not a big deal. Then you have a lot of Democrats that say it was a very big deal. And so it's like, how big of a deal was it? Well, people got killed. Okay. The National Guard didn't go in. Should have. What happened in the White House during the time this thing's going on?
Trying to find out
what led up to the thing. Did President Trump say anything? Not much beforehand. But he certainly had the rally cry from his son and from Rudy Giuliani. I mean, this thing's so mixed up, messed up, and I don't know. I don't know if we're ever going to get any point anything that's going to because I don't think the people that are going to be They'll defy the committee and maybe there'll be contempt of Congress or whatever. But I just don't see anything happening. I really don't. I'm kind of in this. I'm not saying that I'm negative on everything that's going on in government, but it seems that I'm pretty much negative right now about what's the chances of getting anything accomplished.
I think most
anything.
People would share that sentiment at this time.
Frustrated, right? I mean, it's just that seems to be the case. And frankly, I don't have, as I said, I am a registered independent, but I see both parties as being screwed up badly, really, right now. I really do. Mm-hmm. I think that's the thing that concerns me the most. I mean, I'm saying is that the left wing, the left side of the Democratic Party and the right side of the Republican Party both scare the dickens out of me because they seem to be leading us. Both would lead us down a prickly path to nowhere, as far as I'm concerned. What is right? What's wrong? Well, you know, I guess we'll talk more about that as we get to our next open phone day. Will be a Thursday, and we hope you have a good day.
West Central Illinois, News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, Burlington.